Ken Dunn's city farm looks less like a traditional farm than a construction site. There's fence around an acre or so of soil, and then there are two small sheds. And there's a greenhouse, but it's not glass or anything. It's just plastic strung over a bunch of metal tubes.
These are available commercially for about $1,500 and will last for many years.
Dunn makes no apology for this makeshift feel.
This is the mobile farmstead. Our fence that surrounds this property has been in three locations before it arrived here, as has our tool shed and office trailer. So everything here can be picked up and moved within a week, or if necessary, within a couple days.
In fact, Dunn is planning on it. He's on land owned by the city of Chicago, and he has to move next year.
Our deal with them is that we are occupying it until they sell the property. I think it'll be having luxury condominiums here. I think they've got a price tag of $6 million on this acre. As taxpayers, we have to go for the $6 million.
But Dunn is not worried. He's lined up another lot to plant on. Dunn thinks more urban farmers should be just as mobile as he is by keeping their equipment light and scouting for the next available growing space. Here's his argument for all this. City governments or developers might let you squat on vacant land for a while, but you can't count on them selling it to you at an affordable price or just giving it to you. This seems reasonable enough, but I thought I would ask some urban farming groups how they take this mobile farm idea.
It is in my opinion that it should be permanent.
This is Erica Allen. She heads the Chicago branch of a group called Growing Power.
It shouldn't be something that you have access to a piece of land for a few years and you have to move. I mean, to me, that's not agriculture.
Allen says across the country, urban farms have provided fresh food and even some jobs. She says mobile farming kind of lets city governments off easy. If urban farms are so useful, cities should help them own farmland.
I think once we were able to prove that you can grow food in the city, it can be productive, it can be beautiful, that then it's an issue of policy. You know, what's the priority? Why aren't we relegating some of the space just for urban agriculture?
Ken Dunn says he's heard this criticism before, and he calls his mobile farming approach just a little bit more realistic. Dunn says rural farmers can't grow everything they want, however they want. They have to adjust to the landscape, soil conditions, and weather. He says it's the same for urban farmers. The urban real estate market happens to value commercial and residential property more than farmland.
We have to operate it sustainably, and that is working within the forces that are operating. So sustainability means keeping operative year to year with no setbacks. And a plan move is no setback at all.
With that, Dunn has to leave. It's planting season, and he and his staff have a lot of work. They want this crop to be special, since it could be their last growing season on this vacant lot. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.